This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical depression Henri is slowing down but still dumping rain on the northeast after making landfall yesterday in Rhode Island. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
The main threat is going to be heavy rainfall. We still expect total rainfall of about 3 to 6 inches over portions of Long Island and New England, southeastern New York and New Jersey through today. And isolated maximum totals of 10 to 12 inches are actually possible across northern New Jersey and southern New York.
A sheriff in Tennessee says at least 22 people are dead and many are missing after record-setting rain caused devastating flooding that swept away homes. Kansas Klein in Waverly, Tennessee, on the damage in his town.
Houses are washed away, knocked off foundations, just totally gone. Still people missing. Lots of cars are smashed up and gone.
Parts of Tennessee got as much as 17 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. Gunfire near one of the airport gates in Kabul, Afghanistan this morning. At least one Afghan soldier reportedly killed after unknown attackers opened fire, say the Germans. Here's Ben Thomas.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes the security threats in the Afghan capital as real, acute, and persistent. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells ABC the U.S. military used helicopters last Thursday to move 169 Americans into Kabul Airport from the grounds of a nearby hotel, the only announced instance of U.S. forces going beyond the airport to get evacuees.
Ben Thomas reporting. President Biden says he won't rule out extending the evacuation beyond August 31st, but the Taliban says extending the American presence would, quote, provoke a reaction. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Free Guy was tops at the box office for a second week, but it was the number two film that was a surprise.
There's something inside you, guy.
I want something inside me.
The Ryan Reynolds movie Free Guy pulled in $18.8 million over the weekend, making it the top movie draw. The film that came in second?
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Paw Patrol the movie brought in $13 million. That was a surprise, not only because of uncertain pandemic audiences, but because it's streaming on Paramount Plus. The other movies in the top five this weekend were Jungle Cruise, Don't Breathe 2, and Respect.
Margie Zarletta reporting. Today is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's final day in office. He is set to leave office at the end of the day today. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will be sworn in at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday. Cuomo was battling sexual harassment allegations, which he denies. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.